You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Megan, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Megan.
I'll just tell you, Jeremy, in order, we're going to have Megan, Jerry, Kate, and Alyssa.
Okay.
They're all standing by. But
stick around.
Megan's first one in line. What are you doing this weekend, Megan?
This weekend, I am running the Larkspur Chamber of Commerce Arts and Crafts Festival at Larkspur Community Park. There's going to be puppy adoption.
Did you only call in to do a plug?
Megan.
I have never been on the radio before, so I was like, there's no way they'll answer my call. But I was going to plug it a little. I was going to plug it.
Yeah, well, you just did.
Yeah.
That's not the spirit of this.
The spirit of it is us to have some fun and find out what's going on in your world.
Let's talk about the world.
Now you're talking.
All right.
What are you doing besides this event that you want to plug? What else are you doing for fun?
Well, we spend a lot of time at lakes. I have two little boys. I'm like one of those tomboy girls, love frogging, going, getting muddy in the lake, and bringing home some new critters.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds like you're going to pick up a disease in a hurry.
Oh, no.
touching those weird lake frogs.
It builds your immunity.
Well, you got to lick them every now and then to help out with that, you know.
Yeah, I got to tell
you,
Megan.
They're not princes.
Right.
Sure.
I got a lot of frogs and lizards around my house like crazy, and they drive my cat crazy. He wants them bad.
We did a rescue.
A
lizard. Oh, a lizard rescue.
Yes.
So what
lizard
do you
and toad.
What do There's you do like with all these them. Frogs and lizards?
We release them. They are so essential in the ecosystem. They control our bug population.
But you said you go to the lakes and stuff, and you take the frogs and collect them. So then, what do you do with them?
Oh, then I release them at my house. I have a little pond, so then I like have a little frog.
So you take them out of their natural habitat and bring them back to a man-made pond in your backyard?
I live in Perry Park, and we are actually on the side of the mountain, so I am right in the woods.
Okay.
She's stripping them from their little frog families and bringing them back to her house.
Well, that is the first thing that went through my head. Is like they're like, "Where's my mom?
Where's mom? Oh, she's up in
and Megan.
She's on the side of the mountain in a man-made pond.
Megan's like, grow a set. You don't need your mom. You're going with me to Perry Park.
I don't know, Megan. I feel like
I will take the turtles. The turtles are the ones that they have their set path.
That's where you draw the line, huh?
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
We used to have a producer of ours, Sweet Shannon, who was our producer on the show, and her family, they were down in Perry Park, right?
I think so, yeah. Her dad built the house. It's a fancy area.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful area.
It's so pretty.
Beautiful home.
We also love ATVing, so I've got some ATVs. We've got a lot of dirt roads out there still, so it's kind of like a treasure.
It sounds like paradise.
COVID.
It sounds like somewhere that I would like to live, but
yeah,
there's probably not a Costco that's close by, so if I could hang.
They're building a Costco in Castle Rock, but it should be by 2025. The nearest grocery store to me is about 24 minutes out of Perry Park.
Yeah,
that's all right. Well, you exchange that for the beauty, I guess.
What you do is you just make sure, because I live kind of out in the boonies, and you just have to make sure you plan well. You don't want to make multiple trips. You're like, I can't screw up.
Yeah. You have
a deep freeze. If you forgot something, it's like, maybe next week I'll go and do
right. Throw your hands up and say, I guess I'm not having that.
If you're in a pinch, frog stew. If you're in a pinch, frog stew.
Certainly not turtle soup, because she does not take those.
She draws the line.
Megan.
I draw the line.
We absolutely love talking with you. Thank you for listening. Good luck with your event this weekend, okay?
Thank you, guys. Well, I hope to see you there.
Okay, thank you.
No, we won't, but thank you.
Thank you. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you on this beautiful day?
Did you look outside?
I'm looking at the window. It looks pretty crappy, man.
But you know what, Jerry? Every day is beautiful when you wake up, right?
Yeah, amen. Wake up and get out of bed.
Glass half full, Jerry. What are you doing this weekend, dude?
I'm working at the convention center on the Home and Garden Show.
Oh, another plug.
Here we go. That's all we're good for anymore is to help people plug their events.
Well, do you have a booth, or what are you doing down there?
Yes, I'm working at a booth.
I don't want to ask him.
No, I don't either.
I don't care.
What are you doing besides the Home and Garden Show?
Going out tomorrow night and singing karaoke to my wife.
to your wife.
That's romantic.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
I can't sing it. She won't let me sing that one.
What is it, Baby Got Back?
You better believe it.
Well, sing it for us right now.
Sing us a little something, Jerry.
Come on. Come on.
Come on, big talker.
No, then I'm doing the other one then. I say the hip, hop, the hippie to the hip, hip, hop, you don't stop. Rocking to the bang, bang, boogie, sit up, jump, the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. So what you hear is not a test. I'm a rapper to the beat. You see, me, the groove, and the mic are going to try to move your feet. I'm stopping there.
Dude, that made me so incredibly happy.
Can we, please? There's something about that, Jerry.
That was so incredibly special,
especially
Jerry.
Since it came from a dude named Jerry.
Hey.
That was really well done. I'm extremely impressed.
Yeah, we
Jer
really
Bear.
Are. That's really good. Well because done. 9 times out of 10, when we ask people to sing a karaoke song for us, they're like, I don't want
they
to.
They seize up, you know, but you delivered, my friend.
That's so good.
How long you been with your wife?
Karaoke.
How long you been with your wife?
22 years.
Where'd you meet her?
At the hot tub at a public rec center.
Did you really?
Better in the hot tub.
Really?
Were you both in the hot tub at the time?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, there's really no hiding. You both got to check each other out quite a bit.
Yeah.
Hey.
So who started talking to who in the hot tub then?
Jerry.
I'm the open mouth.
Are you?
I started talking.
Do you remember what your opening line was? Sure is hot in here.
Look at my nipples.
Is it hot in here, or is it just you?
Is this nipple a weird color?
She looked like she was kind of bummed out, and I'm like, you know, what's up? You know, it looks like something in life ain't doing you right.
So it was you.
So then you turned things around, huh?
You started doing her right.
Oh, see how you is?
See how he is?
That's how he is. Jerry, you could not be more delightful. Thank you for singing for us, and we hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks for calling, dude.
Always.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the greatest listeners in the world. Now we have Kate,
so
Alyssa, and Sarah. Kate, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, guys.
You're not going to be plugging something right now, are you? You just called to talk to us, I hope.
Exactly. I would never plug anything.
Okay,
all right, good. Thank you for that.
What are you doing this weekend?
I work tomorrow. Then I watch a little Buff CSU action.
Yes.
Who are you pulling for?
I don't really care because I'm kind of a fan of another sort. But
it's all right. It'd just be a fun game to watch, really, the crowd and everything.
Right.
So who are you a fan of? You can tell us.
Oh, well, my daughter runs for the Utah.
She's a Ute?
She is a Ute.
Yeah, my wife is a graduate of Utah. She's a Ute also. Oh,
look at that.
So.
And I've been to Utah.
You met my daughter. She was at your last signing in the summer. She wrote a book.
That's exactly right. And she's the one that I gave the Mindbender books to.
Yes, she was. Yes.
I remember
that.
What
was this?
Remember.
Was this our last event?
That was the one up in Thornton where they eat their dead.
Poetry.
Yeah.
She writes poetry, right?
She was wonderful.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, we got
her
book, too.
We met her and your husband, right?
They were very nice.
Yep, he got it.
Yep.
Got it. Yeah.
So now they've been out. Are you going to come out and see us today?
Oh, I work late tonight.
Lame.
I'm like, I'm
Kate.
I know.
What's your job? Is it important?
I'm a hairstylist.
Oh, you can blow all
reschedule.
Those things off.
You reschedule like crazy. I've got friends who are hairstylists. They're always rescheduling.
Cancel. Tell them you have an illness. You got diarrhea.
Well, how late when do you leave down there? Because maybe, you know, maybe.
We'll be there till 7.
7-ish. Unless it's really hopping.
Oh, boy. Well, we're not going to get Kate this time.
What's all right? No biggie.
Well, good.
Fun weekend.
Good
football
for
and, yeah.
Well, listen, we appreciate you listening and spending your mornings with us. It means the world. Say hi to your daughter and your husband, and thank you guys for listening to the show. We love you guys.
You bet. Always fun. You guys always have good stuff.
Well, we try.
Thanks,
Kate. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Bye.
Don't cut
you guys too.
Do not cut anybody's ear off. Don't do that.
Snip, snip.
Snip. Oh.
My bad.
Alyssa, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi,
everybody.
Ray of sunshine.
It's Alyssa. without plugging anything, what are you doing this weekend?
I get to hang out with my family this weekend, which I always really like doing. my kiddos and I are going to go to a show tonight, and then tomorrow I'm going to work on refinishing a piece of furniture I got off of Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, no kidding.
That. Do you follow all those accounts on Instagram and Facebook, the people that refinish the furniture and flip it?
You know, I don't follow
you
them.
You should.
I know, they're really good, but then sometimes I feel a little too big for my britches and be like, oh, I can totally do that.
I'll tell you,
and then I get in way over my head.
If I had a ton of time, I would want to do that. I would want to flip furniture. Yeah. And if you watch those accounts, you actually learn a bunch. So
it sounds like it's right up your alley.
If you're getting into this, you should just hop on there.
Come on, Alyssa, do it.
I know, right? I don't have enough hobbies.
What is the piece of furniture?
It's a big china cabinet hutch. You know, they come in two pieces.
Yep.
I'm going to turn it into two different pieces of furniture.
That sounds pretty darn impressive.
Well, how does the top part, that's usually just like the glass shelves and everything, or glass doors, how is that going to stand on its own?
I'm going to put legs on it.
Oh!
Then what's it going to be?
Oh, I'm going to put books in it, and I have a lot of books. So instead of getting rid of books, I'm just going to buy a new piece of furniture.
I want to see this when you're done with it. Make sure you text us.
Shoot us some photos.
Yeah.
You've got to.
In
fact, do us a favor. Do us get us a before and an after.
I already took before pictures, so I'm
start with those.
There.
Send us the before, and then we need the after, because there's an after for the top and an after for the bottom.
And honestly, you should be filming yourself then and posting this stuff.
Yeah, you could be a star.
I always feel so strange, like, filming and posting, because, like, who wants to listen to me?
No, you
think
that.
Don't do that.
You think that, and there will be thousands who do.
Look at these accounts that have 200,000 mm-hmm. people watching people strip paint off, mm-hmm. you know, hutches.
Mm-hmm. That is fair. That is fair.
Yeah. I mean, my wife is taking monarch caterpillars and turning them into, you know, monarch butterflies, and you'd think, well, who would watch that? I think she's got like tens of thousands of people who watch that stuff.
Come on, Alyssa.
You can do it.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Totally,
we will be looking for it, so make sure you send us those photos. And before you go, you're a big book reader. What are you reading right this moment?
Currently, I just finished a book, so I need to start a new book.
What did you just finish?
I just finished Wuthering Heights.
Oh, you're going old school. You're doing the classics, eh?
I do a mix of both. I'm a really big thriller fan. I'm a really big fantasy fan as well. But fantasy's kind of been letting me down lately.
Oh, so. You're starting to shift around, huh?
I really am. I've been kind of disappointed. So I've been going real hard into the thriller mystery era.
Good for you. Well, good for you. Well, listen, we appreciate you listening and spending your mornings with your boys. We hope you have a great weekend with your furniture, okay?
Have fun.
I'm very excited. You guys and my kids are going to be very jealous that I got to talk to you. We call in for the mind bender a lot, and my kids tried to call in for the backseat one this week,
yeah.
And they have to take turns on who gets to call.
Oh, that's great.
Well, hey, remember, this will be a podcast later, so you can download it and share it with them.
So
okay?
Do a shout-out for them right now real fast.
I absolutely love my kiddos, Keegan and Harlow and Jude. They're all at school right now, and baby Naomi's in the backseat listening to us right now.
Aw, that's cute.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
You guys too.
Bye.
Don't breathe all those fumes.
We're running late now, so we might have Sarah and then Megan. We might have to be pretty quick, so don't be mad at us. Sarah, what are you doing this weekend?
Hi, good morning. I have a big plug.
Okay, hold on.
Ouch, that's got to hurt.
I put her back on.
Well, then Megan hung up.
And Megan hung up.
Throw her back on.
No, I don't want her plugging anything.
Then tell her. Sarah, you can't plug
anything.
No
plug. That's what we said don't do. What else are you doing?
Or were you joking?
Well, no, I'm just going to an awesome concert on Saturday.
Okay, you can tell us that. What's the concert?
Am I allowed to plug that?
Yeah, you can tell us that.
Is it your band? Okay.
Is it my band?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's one person, and I've been a big fan for a long time.
Who is it?
Eric Clapton.
You have been a big fan of Eric Clapton? How old are you?
Never heard of him.
I am 39.
You're 39, and you're a big Eric Clapton fan.
Is he in town?
I'm a huge Eric Clapton fan, yes.
I'll be darned.
Where's he playing at?
At the Ball Arena.
Well, I will tell you this. I mean, he's obviously an iconic Rock and Roll Hall of Fame superstar. It's just I didn't know that Clapton had a lot of fans under the age of 50.
He's playing Ball Arena. I guess he's going to fill it up.
I'll be darned. What's your favorite song?
I think it's sold out.
What's your favorite song?
I mean, Layla's a good one. Yeah. No? he has so many. I don't even know if I could pick out one.
Cocaine. Yeah.
Wonderful Tonight.
Barf. Tears in Heaven.
What are your favorite ones?
Tears in Heaven, for
sure.
I'm
not a big Clapton guy. I'll tell you this. Eric Clapton played on the Beatles' White Album. He did the guitar solo for While My Guitar Gently Weeps. So if you dig up While My Guitar Gently Weeps from the White Album by the Beatles, that is Eric Clapton doing the lead on that. So a little fun fact for you, sir.
Oh, cool.
I can tell you're underwhelmed. Yeah. Listen, you could not be more delightful. Have a great time at the show, okay?
You too. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, Bye. Listen, get a photo at the show and text it to us on Monday, okay?
I'll try. Okay, sounds good.
Okay, bye.
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 Well, that's good that they sold that out.
It is good.